Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. This morning I want to encourage you to persist in prayer. We read about this in various scriptures, but I want to bring to you something that was in a daily devotional called Hearing God's Heart by Les Wheeldon. But first I want to read from the beginning of Luke. This is the birth of John the Baptist. It all begins with a Jewish priest, Zechariah, who lived when Herod was king of Judea. Zechariah was a member of the priestly order of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also from the priestly line of Aaron. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. They had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and now they were both very old. One day Zechariah was serving God in the temple, for his order was on duty that week. As was the custom of the priests, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary and burn incense in the Lord's presence. While the incense was being burned, a great crowd stood outside praying. Zechariah was in the sanctuary when an angel of the Lord appeared, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was overwhelmed with fear, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah, for God has heard your prayer. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to name him John." I'll leave out a few verses here and look at Zechariah's response. Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I know this will happen? I'm an old man now, and my wife is also getting on in years." Well, that's the text. Let's see what Les Wheeldon has to say. "This is and is remarkable because these were probably prayers of the distant past, when Zechariah and Elizabeth had some hope that they would be able to have a child. Now Zechariah had stopped praying and had certainly stopped believing. But this did not hinder his former prayers, spoken in faith, from being answered. Let this be an encouragement to you to persist in prayer. Our prayers are recorded and stored up with God, awaiting the time of their fulfillment. Learn from this story, and let your prayers go up before the Lord in abandoned joy and faith. Ask for the impossible, for the barren womb to bring forth, even in old age. God is the God of the impossible, and it is the humanly impossible that drives us to prayer. God begins his great works with people who are barren and weak, and it is from the positions of such weakness that we pray. And remember, all your prayers have been stored up with God, like seeds that will bring forth harvest in his time." I find that very encouraging, and you may have something or someone that you're praying for, and perhaps have been doing so for some time, and nothing seems to be happening. Keep praying. Don't give up. God hears your prayers and will answer in his time and his way. You don't know what's happening sort of behind the scenes, so keep praying. Enjoy your day. Bye.